walks past the lounge room window in winter sun as I'm trying to finish a short story. Feline fluidity, now a disconnected concatenation of tentative movements. Her nose is her new eyes. But she misjudges, jerks backwards at every sniff. The lawn is a featureless wasteland. She zigzags in slow motion, the same ground she once covered, like an arrow. Wends her way to the fish pond, bumping, blinking into branches, visions of blindness. That night in the shack on Hindmarsh Island, coming back from the toilet to the bedroom in the no moon dark. Fixed action patterns of habit retracing steps, headbutting strange walls, a rat in a maze. Cornered until I realize I'm in the wrong room. That blind man at the bus stop, watching him through the restaurant window, coins fall into footpath, probing the dirty concrete with the backs of his hands. The fish need not fear. My blind cats come to lap their universe. What is to be done with this decrepitude? Is it kinder to end her life? Or must we all accept we're past our prime? I remember my grandfather watching in awe at boyish sure-footedness as I rock-hop barefoot over the breakwater. His awe at this carnate nostalgia for muscle memory. Nala takes one step down from the pond's rim. She extends her nose several times. Indecisively pussyfoots air, makes contact with the ground. Sharp acuity dull. It's kinder on the birds, the mice, the insects. She'll no longer present to me on the koi mat platter, completely harmless. Her mercury motions solidified and leaden. She crawls into the watery sun and sleeps as well as she ever did. Leaves the decision to me.